as a top financial advisor or aspiring to be a top financial advisor, are you ready to be consistently at the top of your game? See, what we do as financial advisors, we're really kind of like corporate athletes. You know, athletes are out there, they're training 90% of the time to perform 10% of the time. Well, what are we doing? Most of us are not preparing 90% of the time to perform 10%. We're performing more than 90% of the time. Sometimes the whole thing, and we're not taking care of ourselves. In this short video, I want to share an interview that I did with one of the top cardiologists in the country and some tips that he shared with me that I want to share with you that will help you live the life that you want so that you can have not only be that top financial advisor, but that you're going to have that energy for your business and your life. You definitely don't want to miss this. Stay tuned.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights, real results.
A few months ago, I had the opportunity to interview Joel Kahn on my AESNation.com, episode 65. And Joel is a phenomenal interview. You can go to AESNation.com. This is a website for we're sharing information direct to successful business owners about everything of building their business as well as maximizing their personal wealth as financial advisors. You might enjoy it as well. But I wanted to share this particular episode because, you know, Joel is a remarkable guy. He's in a mastermind group with us, and he shared this book, Dead Executives Don't Get Bonuses. Okay, as financial advisors, we want to get bonuses, and we want to take care of ourselves and, you know, our clients. Well, how do we do that? Well, I asked Joel, and he shared with me six big steps to a healthier heart. And I couldn't agree more with each and every one of these. And let me walk you through these, because if we're going to be a top financial advisor, it's very important. These are ones, many of them you've heard, but I want to encourage you to take action. Number one, don't smoke. We know this over and over again. This is one that fortunately I never did start, but boy, you know, I've had so many family members and my extended family touched by this. If you smoke, stop. It's just critical. We know that. And we know the impact on the heart. Second is to move around. All of us in today's world, the technology, you know, I've got an Apple Watch. I can tell you exactly how many steps I take. My wife tracks. We track everything. Actually, I have a heart monitor on right now because I'm working with Peter Diamandis' human longevity. And so measuring everything. Well, we're financial advisors. Why would we not measure everything and put into play? See, we want to have great lives. We want to have high energy so we can have great businesses and for our families and our friends. Well, we've got to be successful on purpose. Move around. Minimum of 10,000 steps. Use a 7-minute. You know, some of you are like me where, let me go back to that, because some of you are like me. I would be the first one in line to take a pill if I could to get rid of exercise, because I'm not a big exercise. But I go ahead and I schedule twice a week. I have a trainer coming over. I get a massage every week. I go ahead and track, as I said, on a fitness band. In this case, use Fitbit, which was great, but also the Apple Watch I like a little better. But, you know, whatever works for you, track this stuff. Schedule it. When I'm traveling, you know, I use a 7-minute workout. It's very hard not to at least be willing to commit to doing 7 minutes of exercise. So whatever you do, you know, go ahead and make that commitment to move, move, move. Third is revamp your diet. You know, depending on whatever diet you believe in, Joel, if you read his book, he's a really big vegetarian. As a matter of fact, he opened a vegetarian, he's based in Detroit, and he opened a restaurant just to show how good the food can be, and it's great. I got to tell you, I tried being a vegetarian for 2 weeks, didn't work for me. Whatever you do, though, find a diet that's very healthy. You know, cut down on the sugars. Usually most people are recommending dairy cutting down, and also on the grains. Whatever it is that your cardiologist, your internist, your general practitioner, your nutritionist is recommending to your unique situation, make sure, again, we're going to be successful on purpose. Diet is one of the big things. Waste. I mean, this is something some of us are blessed. I have unbelievably great genes to keep on weight. So I have to work pretty hard to keep not getting that waist too big. My wife, on the other hand, is blessed that she has some challenges sometimes gaining weight. So it's kind of an interesting combination. Whatever it is, we want to be careful of this. This is, you know, for men, 40 inches around the waist, really major issues on the heart side. So, you know, take a look, watch, and take proactive action. Everyone that's watching this video is making enough money that we can go ahead and hire the trainers and nutritionists to actually make sure we have that long life. Now, here's one that I really like with Joel is raise a glass of wine just a little bit. Now, he's not suggesting you sit down at night and drink the bottle. But, you know, for a woman, one glass, guys typically bigger, you know, no more than two glasses. And if you don't drink alcohol, you know, don't start just because of it. It's not that important, but really refined. They're finding more and more this can be something of tremendous value. And lastly, sleep. This is something, you know, as you look at it, I mean, we're all working so hard in our life. It is amazing how little sleep. Yet, go to bed at, you know, a scheduled time. Get up at a scheduled time. Make sure you get your sleep. I've really tried to program myself, and by no means am I perfect, but I target getting 7 hours, minimum of six, but seven seems to be the ideal for me. Now, going forward, those are the six things, and I want to give you a quote. A person with health has 1,000 dreams, while a person without good health has but one to get healthy. 2 years ago, I had walking pneumonia, and I can tell you, I have never been sick of any significance at all. I was knocked down for almost a month. For 2 weeks, I couldn't do anything at all. Stopped breathing a couple of times. It was really an eye-opener for me. It was easy. I'd been traveling. Yeah, I don't think I was that stressed or anything like that. Life is really good and so on, but I've been traveling internationally, and I think I got some things and just kept on going. In between, I went to the doctor and said, it's a common cold. Don't worry about it. Well, it developed into pneumonia. This is something what we need to all do is maintain our health. There's so much research going on now, a tremendous amount of research that if you take care of yourself for the next 15 years, you will likely live to 100 and a good quality of life. Okay, that's huge. We need to make sure we take care of ourselves because we can have that 1,000 dreams while we're in good health. But if we're not in good health, we only have one to get healthy. You owe it to your team, your family, and most of all, yourself. Not only to have those 1,000 dreams, but most importantly, to make them happen. Wow. As a top financial advisor or aspiring to be a top financial advisor, the biggest thing you can do is take care of your human capital. You. It's so important. Follow these six steps, put them into action. If you need help on really moving the business ahead, go ahead below and to the side, best year ever consultation. Click on this. If you've got a net income of over $200,000, my team will take you through a process so that we'll identify the three simplest things we would do if we were in your shoes to accelerate your success even more. Take care of yourself, be all that you're capable of being, and go make a difference. We wish you the best of success. We'll be right back.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights, real results.